This is Crow FM 90.7, Friday morning. There's another a beautiful weekend in the South Bernard ahead by the looks of things. Pearler of a day out there at the moment as we catch up with Jason Ford. Although he is TAFE hospitality teacher, he's not at the moment. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, David. How are you today?
Not too bad. How's the initial part of the holiday going?
Look, I'm not going to complain. It's been wonderful.
Better not. Yeah. Well, we're nearing the festive time, of course. We'll talk about some more of those festive cuisine-type Christmas gifts a little later. But we caught up with an interesting lady called Sally Hammond during the week. She has compiled the Australian Regional Food Guide. Can you tell us a little bit about Sally?
Well, Sally's from Sydney, and she's a fairly reputable author and newspaper writer. A lot of her stories are published in newspapers in Sydney and overseas, and she, in 1999, I believe, she produced the Regional Food Guide, which basically covers all states and territories and regions throughout Australia.
Yeah.
She's done a revised and updated version, and for the first time, they've included South Burnett in their Queensland section.
Yes. Now, she's an interesting lady and very well-travelled and very knowledgeable about regional food, and we managed to catch up with her and ask her a few things, particularly about how often a revision is needed to keep such a guide up to date.
It's the second time we've done it. This one's a revision of the first one, which came out in 1999.
Australia has grown very, very diverse in recent years, hasn't it? Australian cuisine, it's absorbed many other cultures.
Amazingly, and more importantly, we're starting to really value the regional produce that we have. We've got such wonderful things that are being done in Australia, grown and manufactured, and we're making use of them, and we're proud to.
Well, how diverse is the guide itself?
Well, it's every state and territory in Australia, so obviously you've got right from the far north, Queensland, where you're growing the most tropical fruits and vegetables available, you know, you've got durian even and things like that, down to Tasmania with the very most fragile of berries, people who are trapping rainwater, different parts of the country. There's all the indigenous foods, bush tuckers, there's just an enormous, virtually any food in the world that can grow in the world is grown here.
It's quite amazing, and it's quite timely that it should be released around this time, because Australians do love their food, don't they?
Yes, they do. So we should.
Well, tell us about Queensland, and in particular this area. How extensive is this particular area of the South Bernard featured?
Well, it actually is probably one of the larger entries in the book, because you have so much here. You've got, obviously, the peanuts, that is about all most Australians would think of when they're thinking of this area.
Sure.
But it's good that they can read here that there's so much else, that there's a wine industry, that there's olives, lots of good restaurants, distillery even. So there's many things that people can learn from reading this. The book, I should say, is not a winery guide, because that's done quite significantly by several other people annually. So it was silly to reinvent the wheel. This is the food that occurs in many of the wine regions.
We have become quite cosmopolitan, I guess you could say, with our food, and good wine always goes with good food, doesn't it? And we're finding that out more and more.
Definitely, and most parts of Australia do have a wine region. It's interesting, in northern parts of Queensland, the wine is tropical fruit wines, but most places have something that they brew or that they distill or that they ferment, so of course the food has to go with that, and it usually just seems to rise to the occasion.
But Sally, how widely available is the book?
Definitely, it's in good bookshops everywhere, I'm told. I even saw it at the airport bookshop as I was leaving Sydney to come up here. I'm hoping it will be in newsagents, and also we're contacting everyone who's in the book to say that the publisher will make a deal with them, that they can also buy the book and sell it from their premises as well, and I think that's nice.
Sally Hammond is the name of the lady, compiled the Australian Regional Food Guide. Well, the phone quality wasn't all that brilliant, but at least we could hear her words of wisdom. Yeah, what do you think of that, Jason?
Oh, very good, and as we all heard, that book is available from all good bookstores. It's available for $29.95, recommended retail price.
Yeah.
You can also get it online, and if you go to the South Bernard Cuisine website, we have a link to Dimmick's Books, Dimmick's Online, where you can find out more about that book.
Okay.
A foodie's Bible, I like to call it.
Yeah, and you can definitely spread the word about not only the South Burnham, but Australian cuisine worldwide if you've got relatives or friends
That's
living
right.
abroad.
That's right, 2,000 entries from all over the nation.
Terrific.